From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Linda Wheeler reports for The Hill that New York, Connecticut, Maryland, and New Jersey filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration July 17 about the new cap on federal deductions for state and local taxes in the 2017 tax overhaul. State wants the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York to invalidate the $10,000 cap on the federal tax deduction for the state and local taxes, also known as SALT. The state said in the complaint, and I quote, "The new cap effectively eviscerates the SALT deduction, overturning more than 150 years of precedent by drastically curtailing the deduction scope," end quote. New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood said, and I quote, "Last year, for the first time, Congress drastically limited the deduction, imposing an enormous burden on taxpayers in our states through a law that was deliberately aimed at coercing New York and similar states to change their taxation and fiscal policies," end quote. Read the full story in The Hill. Richard Moody of Columbia Green Media reports that the Hudson River Valley Greenway is accepting public comments about its proposed Albany-Hudson Electric Trail project through August 16th. The trail will run through the towns of Chatham, Stuyvesant, Greenport, Stockport, and Kinderhook, and the final environmental review of the project is available through any of those town clerks. The group predicts the 36-mile route will attract 490,000 visitors annually, with two-thirds pedestrians and another third on bicycles. Annual visitors by locality include 68,827 in Chatham, 82,395 in Kinderhook, 35,119 in Stuyvesant, 65,428 in Stockport, and 49,947 in Greenport. Chris Bragg reports at Capital Confidential that Donald Trump's brother, Robert, donated $25,000 to the campaign of Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro in the second quarter in 2018. The GOP candidate said he voted for a write-in candidate, Chris Gibson, for president in 2016 instead of voting for Trump. Gibson is now a campaign chairman for Molinaro. The blog for the Times Union newspaper also reports Molinaro has spent, and I quote, "substantial campaign funds," end quote, at the Trump National Golf Club Hudson Valley in Hopewell Junction in conjunction with an annual golf fundraiser, the Molinaro Cup. Andrew Cuomo, Molinaro's opponent and the current governor, recently said he will not give back donations Trump made to his campaign about a decade ago. Robert Trump lives in Millbrook in Dutchess County, where Molinaro is currently county executive. Catherine Delgado, Molinaro's campaign spokesperson, said, and I quote, "Robert Trump and Anne Marie Palin are friends and constituents. We are grateful for their support," end quote. Three others donated $44,000 to Molinaro's campaign. Entrepreneur Martin Babinek and Charles Joyce, president of Otis Eastern Service in Wellsville, New York. According to the state GOP website, that company claims to be one of the country's, and I quote, "leading constructors of high-pressure pipelines to transport oil, natural gas, and petroleum products from producers to the market," end quote. State Republican Chairman Ed Cox also donated $44,000 to Molinaro, with another $25,000 from his daughter-in-law, Andrea Katsimatidis, who is chair of the Manhattan Republicans. A New York City landlord group, the Rent Stabilization Association, gave Molinaro $34,000. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that a scale model of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial from Washington, D.C. comes to Saugerties this week, displayed at the Canteen Field July 18th to 22nd, with an opening ceremony at 11 a.m. on July 19th. The wall in Saugerties will be 300 feet long, about three-fifths the size of the National Monument, which contains the name of more than 58,000 Americans who died in the war, which ended in 1975. The memorial is open to the public 24 hours a day, with Ulster County Veterans Service Agency staff on hand to meet with veterans. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.